This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. The Fulton County Commission yesterday approved a tax rate hike for property owners. That puts it in direct conflict with a law the General Assembly passed last year. That law bans the county from raising property taxes at least until 2015. Fulton County Commission Chair John Eaves is with us. Mr. Chairman, thanks for being with us. Welcome back.
Thanks so much, Dennis. Happy to be here with you and your listening audience.
Just wanted to bring to your attention something that you said in an interview back in May of last year, and admittedly that was a while ago. We were talking about this very issue, and here's what you said about the possibility of raising the millage rate at that time.
We're not going to raise taxes. We're not going to increase the millage rate. Heck, we haven't done it since 1991, even though now we no longer have the ability if we wanted to.
Just wanted, obviously, to ask you, what changed between last May and now?
Well, a lot of things have changed. First of all, we did pass the budget yesterday, and I think it was a very reasonable, very fair budget that allows us to continue the level of services for our million-plus residents, to maintain support of Grady Hospital, to keep our criminal justice system afloat and vibrant, as well as addressing our various constituency groups, our seniors, arts community, youth, et cetera. So I think it was a very, very balanced budget that we passed yesterday. The fact is, over the past, 9 months or so, reality has set in terms of just our tremendous obligation in terms of continuing the vibrant services that we're providing. We also have a lot of pressing issues that we had to address this year in 2014. Specifically, there's been the ongoing challenge of the federal consent decree for the jail, as well as within the jail situation, coming up with a mechanism to meet the needs of those of the incarcerated community that need to be housed in the jail. So within the budget, we have supported, will fund outsourcing of inmates over the next 6 months to our neighboring jurisdictions. We also have a current relationship with a jail in Union City, so we're going to be funding the outsourcing of female inmates in the Union City Jail for the rest of this year. We also had to make some personnel decisions in terms of paying out vacation and sick leave that was owed to employees, and that also, believe it or not, has an impact on our ability to get from underneath the consent decree. We also have the ongoing obligation of Grady Hospital. And so we were faced with a dilemma of making drastic cuts that was proposed through a tentative budget that we reviewed at the end of 2013. And we were caught between the prospects of cutting, which would have impacted thousands and thousands of people, or to do a modest military increase that would generate enough funding to allow us to meet the various needs that we had from the criminal justice area to the Health and Human Services area, Grady Hospital, et cetera.
Now, I understand the demands that you had on you, but in the second part of that little clip that we just played, you said we couldn't do it even if we wanted to, obviously saying the legislature has put these constraints on us and we have no choice but to look at other revenue streams or budget cuts. But now you're saying we're raising the millage rate, even though you said back then we couldn't if we wanted to. What has made you think, okay, we can?
Well, we've had our legal department to do research and to examine the issue, and they have offered an opinion to us that it is still within our means to increase the millage rate. I will say that what the legislature tried to do last year with the freezing of our ability to self-tax is unprecedented. You very seldom have state meddled down into the affairs of local government. I also want to remind your listening audience that this move by the legislature raised the angst of people within the local government community in a very bipartisan way. Nearly every county commission chairman in Metro Atlanta joined arm in arm with me in terms of expressing our collective dismay at what the legislature was trying to do. We felt that it was an infringement upon home rule. In other words, local elected officials that were duly elected by local citizens to operate local government. We felt that state, which has another set of obligations and responsibilities, they overstepped their bounds by meddling into local affairs. And so, in sum, you know, not only from a pragmatic or even a political standpoint in terms of local government, people who were dismayed with this, more importantly, we feel that we are on strong legal grounds to increase the millage rate. So we had our legal department to do their research, and they opined that we had the right to go ahead and increase our millage rate, which we did.
I'm certainly not an attorney, but if I remember what little bit of Georgia law I can recall, I seem to remember that cities and counties are creatures of the state, to use a legal term. And so whatever one thinks of whether the legislature was acting appropriately or not, do they have, just based on that, a very difficult case for you to overcome?
Well, again, I'm going to rely on the legal experts. I'm not an attorney. I'm an educator by training. And so,
and I'm a reporter, which is even worse. So,
well, our legal department is very confident in their opinion that they offered to us. And so, you know, I feel that we are operating on principle. I frankly believe that the legislature has acted in a very personal way. And I just believe that principle will overcome or prevail in the presence of personal attacks. And so I think we are on legal grounds to do it. There were five commissioners who were part of the approval process yesterday, four Democrats and one Republican. And we feel that we were within our right to do it. The most important thing I think people need to realize that we have the responsibility to operate local government. We have the responsibility to meet the needs as well as address the concerns and the wishes of our constituency. And I think yesterday's budget, which also included a millage rate increase, was what our citizens want. And so we made the action, and you know, hopefully we'll stand. And I think that you know, we made the right decision yesterday.
The Speaker pro tem of the House, Jan Jones, who is from North Fulton County, said today that she wanted to get the Attorney General involved in this.
I don't know what kind of legal counsel they're getting, but it is an error, and there will be appropriate state action should they go forward.
If this goes to court, can the county afford, given all of its other demands that you already talked about, to engage in what could be a protracted and expensive lawsuit that you might lose?
Well, you know, I'm an optimist, and I also feel that we stand on principle. And if we have to fight, we will fight. And we're fighting for the residents who voted us in office. And it's just unfortunate that Republican-controlled local delegation doesn't agree, doesn't support the local elected officials that happen to be majority Democrat. And so if we have to fight on behalf of our constituents, on behalf of our residents, we'd do that. And so, again, we feel that we are standing on principle.
Where will the money come from, though, if you have to get into a long battle with the legislature?
Well, we have a line item in our budget called risk management, and monies from that account or that line item cover legal expenses. And so, you know, again, I think this is important. Our citizens, many of them came out during our public hearings during the budgetary process and asked for us to continue the services that we provide, from libraries to senior services to youth services to Grady Hospital to arts, just a wide range of services. And we have a responsibility to listen and to act. And so we listen. And I think we acted appropriately yesterday. And so, you know, if our legislators who are one step removed from the local citizens, you know, who've taken this action, you know, which I don't agree with, and if it has to come down to some sort of legal fight, we'll do it, you know. And I think that our sovereignty as a local jurisdiction is at stake, and we're not going to allow you know, state legislators who are a step removed from our local citizens to dictate what we can do. We were duly elected by local residents, and we're going to act accordingly.
You said when we spoke back in May that you would look at outsourcing other revenue streams and really focus on the reduction of the cost of government. Could you go to the legislature and say, look, we have cut all we can. There is no more extra, no waste, no more that we can do here.
Dennis, I can say that. I mean, we had, prior to yesterday's action, we trimmed down our budget over the past 6 years over $100 million. We didn't fill positions that were vacant. We reduced the number of employees. We are aggressively looking at ways that we can generate revenue. We're also looking at ways that we can outsource some of our services. But some of that does take time, and there's a process that we have to follow. So I think that in good conscience, we can say we have, you know, even with yesterday's millage rate increase, there still is a net reduction of cost of government and reduction of government. So we can certainly show that this is what we've done. But the reality is we still have a constituency. We still have 1 million residents. We still have 25%+ poverty in Fulton County. And as a county government, we must and we should do services that cater to that population. We're the capital county. We house the capital city. And frankly, we are citizens that have been elected by folks within a certain jurisdiction. And we happen to be majority Democrat. But we also try to do what we can to meet everybody's need. It's just unfortunate that you have a legislature that doesn't buy into our philosophy and I think has been mean-spirited and personal. I've often reached out to try to derive a compromise of sort, a general understanding or consensus, but that has not been reciprocated by the legislature. So I just want your listening audience to know we made, I believe, the right decision yesterday, 5-2 vote, 4 Democrats, 1 Republican, and it was based on meeting the diverse needs of our county. I think we made the right decision yesterday.
If I understand correctly, the final approval of this budget won't be for another couple of months. Is there time, do you think, to negotiate with the legislators who are saying, let's get the Attorney General involved and fight Fulton County?
Well, we actually did approve the budget yesterday, and it is final. Now, the millage rate vote, that won't be done until May or June. And so we actually we made an assumption yesterday, and this is typical government in terms of we set our budget with the assumption that we would formally approve the millage rate later this year. And so we increased our millage rate, and so that is the assumption that we made yesterday, but the formal action will take place later this year. But that's typical in terms of government when we set budgets.
And we can answer this with a quick yes or no if that's what works, but did you talk to Attorney General Sam Olens before you went ahead with this?
No, I have a good relationship with him, and I may have a conversation at some point, but I did not talk with him.
Fulton County Commission Chairman John Eaves. Mr. Chairman, thanks so much for being with us, and obviously we'll be talking some more about this as we go along. We really appreciate it.
It was my pleasure.